We're joined here in the studio right now by Anna Richards, who heads up the Chapel Hill Carrboro NAACP, with a lot of things on the agenda coming up in the next couple of weeks. As always, Serene,
how
always,
are you? As always, things are progressing. There's always something to be engaged in, it seems. Yeah. Holidays and all.
Holidays and all, yeah.
Yes.
Well, the holidays are upon us, but the work goes on, right?
That's the work. The work goes on.
And if anything, heats up, right?
Well, you know, we're particularly concerned about the tax legislation that's going through the Congress right now. The impact to just, you name the constituency, you know, teachers who, because of school cuts, buy their own supplies, will no longer be able to deduct that, which was a deduction. Students and loan payments gone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're a college town, so all of the research dollars and graduate students here, let alone, you know, I haven't heard anybody talk about North Carolina being an income tax state. I'm thinking about that.
Yeah.
Orange County has, you know, high real estate taxes. Again, they talk about, New York, California as high tax states. But I think we're in there as well. And, home ownership has, you know, reached some new highs. But, you know, a lot of people count on that interest deduction. So we're not even getting to the health care issues.
Right.
And this tax cut for the donors and the top 95% of the, or the 95th percentile of the economic ladder, just it's very concerning.
Yeah. And what's the most effective way to speak out? Because I think this is an issue where like so many people are opposed to it, and then it just keeps moving forward.
We are urging people to let our representatives know that we're holding them accountable and we're watching them, and their yes vote. They aren't even on the bubble. You never hear their names. They're just assumed to be yeses.
Yep.
And we have a number that folks can call. But I think this is a key time for people to call and let them know.
Yep.
Let them know that that you are opposed to it. And,
yep,
you know, part of what we're hearing is that there hasn't been that much opposition to it until very recently. And then it's people more concerned about the health care.
Mm-hmm. People want like a line item in there repealing the individual mandate.
And I really think that's a tactic on the part of the folks who are proposing that, because that's something they can take out. And then all the other stuff is still there.
Mm-hmm.
And folks who are really opposed to that and voted no on repeal and replace might be backed into a corner to vote yes on this because they took that line item out.
Yeah.
So I think it's pretty much a strategy.
We'll see on that. So there's a forum coming up on December 12th, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So our part of our response, in addition to encouraging people to call their senators to voice their opinion, is to come and learn more about the impact. So we're hosting on the 12th of December at the Chapel Hill Public Library at 6:30, a tax forum where we have some folks coming in who are part of North Carolina Policy Watch and coming to help us understand what it really means.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to hold it, you know, I guess ideally it would be voted on and defeated.
Yeah.
We'll have a big party then.
There's like a lot that can happen in the next 2 weeks, right?
A lot that can happen. And it's moving so fast. Just today it got through the Senate committee a couple hours ago.
With Ron Johnson voting yes on
with
it.
With Ron Johnson and Corker.
And Corker, right.
Both voting yes. But that, you know,
again,
theoretically,
yeah, they're
going
to vote
say,
to get it through committee. Yeah.
Theoretically, you could say that's, what's John McCain's word? The proper procedure?
Yeah.
I forget his.
Regular order. Something like that.
That's
yeah.
regular order. Yeah. That it come that,
that
way.
That I think is correct.
Yeah.
I think Johnson in particular is still on the fence about voting yes,
yes.
but we'll
yeah.
see.
Yeah, we'll see mm-hmm. when the final votes. But I think people have to really speak up mm-hmm. and call and say vote no, if that's their opinion. But the fact that by 2027, a full 50% of us mm-hmm. will see our taxes go up.
Yeah.
And the fade out of the individual reductions, and you know, happens, and the corporate taxes stay forever. And most draconian folks who have incomes under $10,000 will almost immediately see their taxes mm-hmm. go up.
Yeah.
It is not a tax cut for the middle class. And so this pretense is what, hopefully on the 12th, we can all understand what it really is and what the impacts are. So we invite everyone to come out, and it'll be a chance to hear from some folks who understand tax policy better than I do and see what the ramifications are. And depending on where we are in this cycle, we'll take action after that.
That's actually good, too, because, I mean, I'm listening to you, and it's like I can't speak intelligently on tax policy one way or the other.
Right.
So to be able to go out and hear from someone who actually knows what they're talking about is nice. Yeah.
So.
That's
good.
We're
looking forward to that.
That'll be good. So again,
6:30 at
the library. That's a Tuesday, right?
That's
December 12th?
Tuesday, December 12th.
Yep. All right.
Correct.
So everyone mark your calendars for that. We're speaking with Anna Richards, head of the Chapel Hill Carrboro NAACP. Chapel Hill Carrboro, NAACP.wordpress.com is the website. Everyone's talking about tax reform in Washington, D.C. Cannot forget all of the other eight bajillion issues that are facing us on the national level, too, including the fact that open enrollment is going on right now for healthcare, right?
Right, and you know, it's interesting. Maine passed a referendum mm-hmm. saying, yes, we want healthcare. And more people have registered for ACA this year. And we have a health and wellness committee,
mm-hmm.
And they're really wanting to remind folks that open enrollment ends on December 15th, and folks can enroll now at healthcare.gov, and local assistance, Carrboro and Chapel Hill Community Health Center, that number is 919-724-5227, and they have a bilingual line. So it's really about you know, getting the information, mm-hmm. and if you need that, getting signed up before the 15th.
Yep.
If you miss that deadline,
healthcare.gov between now and the 15th, but like ASAP, right?
ASAP, yeah. Especially if you have any
you
questions
it,
about coverage or what your options are.
Yep, absolutely. And before we let you go, annual meeting's coming up on Saturday for the NAACP, too, right?
Annual meeting. And I, again, invite our members to come out and non-members.
You can join at the door.
You can join at the door. You can also just come and see what we're all about. All of our committees will be giving annual reports, and we'll be talking about our plans going forward. So it is at the Rogers Road Community Center at 1 o'clock on Saturday, December 2nd.
All right.
Which is this coming Saturday. So we hope to have a full room.
Sounds good. Chapel Hill Carrboro, NAACP.wordpress.com. If you want the NAACP online, or just do a Google search, Chapel Hill NAACP, it'll come right up. Anna Richards, thank you so much.
Thank you.